literally here, but an historic trial continues at Guantanamo Bay, the first U.S. military trial since World War II, and it's day two for the U.S. versus Osama bin Laden's former driver, Salim Hamdan. Prosecutors start off with what looks like a disadvantage after Judge Keith Allred ruled yesterday that prosecutors could not use some of Hamdan's statements at trial because they were obtained in, quote, highly coercive conditions. Rob Watson joins us now for more. He's a defense correspondent for the BBC. Thanks for joining us, Rob.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
And what kind of blow is it to the prosecution, the judge preventing them from using some of Hamdan's statements?
I think it's no doubt that it is a blow. Former members of the prosecution team who've now left have certainly said that. They said that, you know, the problem is if you think that Hamdan had coercive treatment, well, some of the other people who may well be heading for trial have had far more coercive treatment. For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is thought to be the mastermind of 9/11, was waterboarded a number of times. So how is the judge going to treat statements received by him and other defendants who've received more coercive treatment than that received by Hamdan? So undoubtedly a problem, but possibly not insurmountable.
So it's an issue not only in this trial, but certainly an issue to come up in trials to come. But let's specifically take a look at what's happened so far. Hamdan is accused of conspiring and providing support to terrorism and faces a maximum sentence of life in prison if he's convicted. What so far has the prosecutors put forth as evidence against him? He pled not guilty on Monday.
Well, we're going to get the opening statements later today. What's happened so far is that a jury has been sworn in, and we've had some of this, if you like, the kind of pre-trial maneuvering with the judge making this ruling about what kind of evidence might be and what kind of evidence might not be heard.
Rob, you know, let's get back to this judge's ruling for just a second. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I had been waterboarded once by anyone, any time they talk to me, it would affect my testimony and the kind of things I would tell that person. I'm wondering if the defense is likely to charge that if there was any coercive behavior on the part of interrogators, that it does taint the coercive qualities of any testimony that person gives from then on.
I no doubt that they will be putting that kind of argument. Indeed, they already have. But so far, the judge hasn't said that all the testimony, for example, that's been gained since captives were in Guantanamo will be thrown out. And clearly, some of the treatment they've received there has not been the kind of treatment that you would get if you were arrested in normal circumstances in the United States for what might be called normal crime. So I think the standards, if I could put it that way, will be slightly different from regular court hearings. In other words, they won't be the kind of conditions on which evidence was obtained won't have to be exactly as it would be in the United States. So I guess that the prosecution, if you like, will get something and the defense will get something too. I think that, the danger is that there'll be some confusion.
Any chance we're going to learn anything about Osama bin Laden at this trial?
I think we may well do. I mean, after all, this man, Hamdan, there's no dispute about this. This is part of the facts that he was recruited by Osama bin Laden as part of his team, as a bodyguard and as a driver in Kandahar in Afghanistan in 1996. So this man has been very, very close to Osama bin Laden. At least he's been physically close to him. So I think some interesting things will come out. I think it should be said. Some of those details about his relationship with Osama bin Laden have already come out in some of the interrogations that he's had. But on the other hand, I don't think all of those will be allowed as evidence.
Rob Watson, thanks so much for that update. Rob Watson, defense correspondent for the BBC, telling us about the Hamdan trial taking place in Guantanamo Bay. It is historic. The evolution of it is historic. The procedures being applied here, all of which, many of which, have been contested and challenged to the Supreme Court.
It's a window on Osama bin Laden and, as Rob Watson says, a window on the whole war on terror tactics at Guantanamo.
So you got to wonder how many more cases are coming after this one. We'll see.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.